You're listening to Worldviews on KGOU. I'm Suzak Rolat. Rebecca, the news, of course, everyone's been paying attention to this week, ever since last Friday, that the alleged Boston bombers are Chechen, have connections to the Russian southern part of Russia that we know of as Chechnya. So that part of the world had, for some time, been on the front pages, lots of violence and conflict, but has kind of fallen off the headlines for some time, and many of us were surprised about that kind of connection. So let's remember a little bit about what's going on in Chechnya. What is it that we should really remember about what's going on in that region?
Well, and of course, as you said, they do have ethnic Chechen blood. We don't know if there's really a connection between what's occurred in Chechnya and what's occurred in Boston. But it does bring up some issues, particularly from the 1990s. If you'll recall, in 94, there was a very bloody and brutal war, the first Chechen war from 94 to 96. And this was between the Chechens, who had claimed independence, as many others had after the fall of the Soviet Union. And the Russians came in and brutally beat this down. And had a number of casualties. It's estimated about 100,000 Chechen casualties, many of them civilians. The Russians obviously felt very justified in doing this, but it was seen as a very bloody war, this first Chechen war. And then in the late 1990s, 99, we have the second Chechen war. And by this time, Vladimir Putin is in power. And again, we see kind of an uprising. And that war, the operation lasted for about 2 years, ended in 2000, again, very, very bloody. But then we see kind of a guerrilla warfare that comes out of that, that was from about 2000 till about 2009, though we do still see some of that occurring as well. And this is where we start seeing some of the suicide attacks and some of the bombings. You'll remember, Suzette, the...
Well, throughout the 2000s, we really saw several... So we have an issue here in Chechnya with Muslim separatists, Islamic mm-hmm. separatists, and kind of extreme... it's an Islamic part of Russia. And so they have these rebellion, this mm-hmm. Attempt to try to gain independence, right? But then they're also very much connected to terrorist attacks outside their country, right? They had, was in the 2002, the attack in Moscow at the theater that killed a couple hundred people, mm-hmm. many of whom were the hostages.
Yeah, and in fact, an Oklahoman died in that, not necessarily outside of their country, outside of Chechnya.
Outside of Chechnya, outside of their region.
Right.
In Moscow.
Yeah, and there's a whole movement there. It's not just Chechens, but of course Dagestan, which is next to Chechnya, and Ingushetia, which is also right next to Chechnya. So many of these have been coordinated attacks. So yes, the attack of the theater, and then of course Beslan. I think we all
remember the school shootings where there were 300 children.
Tragic situation there with very, very vivid images coming.
Metro
out of there.
Bombings in Moscow. So I mean, there's this history then, but recent history. But of course, violence and conflict has happened in Chechnya for centuries, mm-hmm. right? I mean, this goes back like to the 16th century when there's been war after war after war. So it's been a volatile region for some time, I guess. But so the question now, is still to be seen is what kind of connection do these alleged bombers have here in Chechnya, and what the impact then of that connection will be. I mean, again, it's questionable if they were just kind of acting mm-hmm. on their own. But these were asylum seekers in the United States. These were young men that young boys that came to the United States fleeing this conflict in Chechnya, and actually, at least in the case of the younger one, achieved citizenship in this country. And so now the impact on the immigration issue is certainly before us, and whether the United States should even accept asylum seekers anymore. I mean, what are we to make of that?
Well, that's a very tricky question, because obviously an area that's having some sort of conflict, we want to accept people in that are fleeing for their lives or being persecuted in some way or another, and we really don't have a way to know. These were people that came over that really didn't live all that long in Chechnya, a couple of months for the younger one. And we really would have had very little indication when they came to the United States that this is what was going to happen, if this is in fact connected.
Well, there is still much we're going to learn about this case, obviously. But it is a reminder of very volatile regions, other parts of the world that can perhaps have an impact on us here. So thank you very much, Rebecca Cruz, as always, for your insight and analysis.
Thank you.